When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you with us, everyone. This is a place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never knew who's going to call in. It's half the fun. And Wild Wild West, the podcast, right here, WCW Retro, on VOCNation.com. Tonight's a special night, Thanksgiving special, WCW Retro. I hope you guys have had a great Thanksgiving thus far. I know I did. I'm already stuffed to the gills. Food was awesome. And happy times. But I hope you guys are doing great on this Thanksgiving. And the topic is open forum nights, talk wrestling. So anytime you guys want to call in, call anytime during tonight's live WCW Retro podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And make special announcements and shout outs if you will before we get to the callers tonight. As I see they're lining up, so just hang on. Hang on. We'll get to you guys in just a few moments. Shout out to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com. Fishing with Special Friends, fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Innovative Hybrid Wrestling out of the Maritimes there in Canada. Find out what they're up to at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. The Cauliflower Alley Club. Find out what they're up to and show them some love and support at CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. That's CauliflowerAlleyClub.org. If you'd like to make a donation to yours truly, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc., and thanks for those who have already donated. If you'd like to donate to me, send it to my PayPal at paypal.me/Papa Stro. That's paypal.me, M as in Mary, E as in Eat, /Papa Stro. And thank you in advance for your support. I currently have Papa Stro merchandise on sale at thestro.com/merchandise. Get your Papa Stro merch today. Represent Team Stro worldwide. And speaking of VOC Nation, support VOC Nation and all the podcasts that we have. And find out the time and date of your favorite VOCNation.com podcast at VOCNation.com. Support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation and get your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt today, including one of WCW Retro and one of yours truly, Papa Stro, the Four Faces of Stro. I have a movie that's out now. I'm starring in as Dr. Arkham. It's called The Devil's Daughter, A Harlequin Story. Look it up on YouTube. Just type in The Devil's Daughter, A Harlequin Story on YouTube search to find it. And I hope you guys enjoyed the film. And thank you for great feedback thus far on the film. Upcoming films that I'm going to be involved in. The Love Spell, Hybrid, Stench of Iniquity. Just to name drop a few, and I'm talks of a mini series and pilot coming up as well. And I'm also going to be on set soon for the fourth season of the web series I'm in called The Dusk Series, which you can check out also on YouTube, which has stars the Chief in. So look up DUSK Series on the YouTube search to find the Dusk Series channel and check out all three seasons thus far of The Dusk Series. I'm looking forward to being on the set for the fourth season for sure. It's going to be a good time. And I'll be returning to my commentary duties for Shockwave Wrestling in February of 2022. So looking forward to getting back doing commentary with Shockwave Wrestling. And support Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment on all their social media outlets as well. A lot of stuff in the works, guys. So support me on some of my social media, my official website, thestro.com, thestro.com. I'm on Twitter, @TheStro, Instagram, @StroMaestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StroMaestro. I'm on Twitch, @twitch.tv/RealPapaStro. And I'm also taking bookings for television, and if you'd like to cast me for your television project or film, commentary work, wrestling, seminars, conventions, comic cons, radio endorsements, commercials, autograph signings, public speaking events, what have you. I do a lot these days. So if you'd like to book yours truly for your event, hit me up, stro4ya@yahoo.com. That's stro4ya@yahoo.com. And I'm also I'm an influencer now. So if you have a product, a company, business, or event, whatever, that you would like me to promote and put out there for you, let's talk. Let's talk business, if you will. Go to my influencer site at influence.co/Papa Stro. That's influence.co/Papa Stro. And look me up there for sure. And if you can't reach me there, just like send to my email, stro4ya@yahoo.com. Let's talk business. If you'd like to be a guest for an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, get some exposure, if you will, hit me up as well, WCWRetro@yahoo.com. And with that, let's get this party started. Thanksgiving special right here on VOCNation.com. Let's get to the caller, shall we? First up, here we go. 903 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
How you doing, Stro?
Hey, Dustin. Welcome back, man. How you been?
Been good.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
It was different this year. My parents and stuff, they're at the deer lease.
Okay.
Hunting deer, so I didn't go. So I'm just by myself this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are they going to have any venison for Thanksgiving?
Not that I know of. They haven't had no luck yet.
Mm. Okay. Okay. So, okay. Well, what did you have anything for Thanksgiving?
Nope. Because I'm by myself. Nope.
Oh, okay. So just kind of taking it easy. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I hope the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend goes good.
Man, I'm not liking this cold weather.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly out there, isn't it?
30 degrees.
Unreal. Unreal, man.
Crazy. Texas weather is crazy.
Oh, I believe it. I believe that. Absolutely. I got some relatives out there that tell me that all the time.
The stuff with Raw this week, I was kind of intrigued about, you know, the golden egg thing being stolen. Then it was Austin Theory that stole it. Then he gets the title
yeah.
at the end of the show. And then, honestly, I'm thinking it's leading to Seth Rollins winning the belt.
Oh, you think so?
I think all him and Austin Theory are going to be, I think Austin Theory is going to be the reason why he wins the championship.
Oh, okay. So
it makes
you think,
it'll
be Rollins and Big E for the title, maybe at Rumble?
I'm thinking that they're probably going to do it at that first pay-per-view of the new year, that WWE Day 1.
The Day 1, that's right. Yeah, the Day 1.
And
that
him win the championship. I think what's going to happen with Austin Theory is going to be a factor. I think it's going to be the reason why, and a lot of people are not going to like it, because they're like, oh, Big E got robbed of the title because Austin Theory got involved, you know. And then Kevin Owens also could be another reason why Big E loses.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, Kevin Owens has been doing a lot of strange stuff lately, hasn't he?
I'm shocked to see him be a heel again. It's been 2 years.
It has.
2 years. And I'm thinking they're doing this because I think he's going to leave in January.
Oh, yeah. I heard rumors that his contract was up soon with them.
Also, another big name's contract's up, Johnny Gargano. His contract's up on December 5th.
Didn't he just recently have an extension? It wasn't a big extension, but it was a little bit like, I don't know.
That's when the extension runs out, December 5th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And there's reports he may go to AEW.
Wow.
And if that's the case, I have about.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
If that's the case, I have a feeling I can see him joining them with Kenny Omega and Young Bucks and making them the really super elite.
Yeah, you know, I could see him doing really well in AEW, Jerry Gargano.
Oh, speaking of AEW, oh my God, that did you watch that segment with CM Punk and MJF last night? Oh my God, that was awesome.
That was pretty amazing.
CM Punk's WWE pass got brought up a couple times.
Yeah. Those guys together are amazing.
It's going to be a kicking match right there. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome when it happens.
Because, I don't know, MJF seems like he's like a younger version of CM Punk, honestly.
Actually,
you know what I mean?
He reminds me of a younger version of The Miz.
Well, that's what CM Punk told him.
and The Miz got to get, they got a Miz chant for that.
Oh, man. That was
yeah,
great. Oh, man, the banner back and forth between those two was just amazing.
I also heard something that the Miz's contract is coming up to expire, too.
Yeah. You think he'll resign?
Honestly, I don't know. He was very upset when he lost the WWE title back in March, the way he lost the title.
Mm-hmm.
I think he
yeah.
had a lot of frustration. And hearing John Morrison get released, man, that was shocking, too.
Yeah, I hate to see that. I mean, he's such a great athlete, man.
And Tegan Morrison. Dogs.
Yeah. I had see happened to her too. I mean, she just got jumped in the main roster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she just came back.
She did great
work
with NXT.
She had a just come back from having knee surgery.
Hmm.
It's terrible. I hate when they do that to somebody. They bring them up to the main roster for 2 or 3 months, and they're like, "Oh, you're fired."
Yeah, I hate it. How did Keith Lee got let go too, man? I really like Keith Lee.
Mia Yim got released too.
Yeah, Mia Yim, Keith
his
Lee,
wife.
Karrion
Mia
Cross,
Yim is Keith Lee's wife. Yeah, Scarlett, she got released too.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Frankie Monet.
Yeah, you know she's with Morrison.
Here's the thing. The reason why they released Frankie Monet was because of her age, because she's 38 years old.
Oh, man.
They said they're not going to be
unreal.
Hiring nobody past 20. They're not hiring no one past 25 now.
Oh, gosh. Well, more power to them. I just think they're kind of missing out because, I mean, a lot of their main stars have come from the indie world. You know what I mean? So.
Yep. And it scares me with Tommaso Ciampa, with him being almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid he's next to get released.
And he's in incredible condition.
And
Ciampa,
he said he did say he's never going to the main roster. He said he NXT is his life.
Mm. Well, I don't blame him the way the call ups the way they've been treated. You know what I mean?
He said he loves NXT. He loves what it stands for. He said it's been been a privilege to be with that company for 6 years.
Right. I've heard of his recent interview with Rhea Ripley saying that she wants to go back to NXT.
I would not be surprised. But Vince McMahon, like, you want to go back to NXT? I don't think so.
Mm.
That's what happened to Kevin Owens. He pitched the idea about him going back to NXT for a while. And Vince McMahon turned it down.
Hmm.
Yeah. I hate it for Kevin Owens. I really do. He's a good wrestler. And the way they're doing him, it just ain't right.
Yeah. You're not doing much with Finn Balor either. And he just had a pretty good run with another good run with NXT.
He was the champion until he met Karrion Kross. And then he went downhill after that.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Did you see so there's a video of a fan that attacked Seth Rollins Monday?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, Seth, man, he was really professional, though, the way he handled it.
And he could have got physically involved, and then there could have been a lawsuit.
Yeah. But I thought Seth was a handled it with class, though. I really did. Because, like you said, it could have been a lot worse.
It didn't help when TMZ the next morning, they got up in his face about it, and he was kind of vocal about it.
Right.
Because the next morning
right.
at the airport, TMZ cameras are in his face, and he got kind of vocal at him. He didn't want to talk about it. He told him just leave me alone. He didn't say anything to get in trouble.
Right, yeah.
I wouldn't want to talk about that.
I don't know why they do that. They try to pressure him to, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, he just did what he had to do, you know?
And they make jokes about it. Like, oh, a fan tried to take Seth Rollins. It's not a joke.
No, it's nothing to joke about. Like you said, it could have been a lot worse. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you just never know.
Oh, Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan dispute, man. That's going to be something.
Yeah, I look forward to that match. It should be really good. I'm glad Liv gets the opportunity.
I'm thinking they're going to wait until Royal Rumble possibly for her to get the title match.
That'd be good.
To build it up. Build it up. Give them a month to build it up.
That match with Becky and Charlotte was really good. At the Rumble, man.
The ending of that match didn't set well with me at all. Where she grabbed the rope pin.
Yeah, The way it ended, I don't think it took away from Charlotte at all, because, like you said, the way it happened. But still, it's like with a feud that was so, you know, vicious as
personal.
That one is. Yeah, it you know, you just want to see a clear cut winner. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
come out top.
Did you see Becky Lynch's interview after that match?
Yeah.
Or she was in tears.
Yeah, it was very personal between her and Charlotte.
They were best friends, and now they're bitter enemies. And there's a lot of personal stuff that's not been on TV that's been going on behind the scenes. I heard that there's some really heated stuff going on.
Oh yeah, they have a lot of history, those two.
And it's unfortunate. I think doesn't Charlotte have like 2 more years in her contract before she can go anywhere?
I think that's the case, yeah.
I think she'll end up in AEW.
I don't rule past that. I mean, especially nowadays. I mean, gosh. Just when you think
you
have someone in a solid position, you know, they're being let go.
Oh, one thing I want to mention, Hangman Adam Page won an AEW championship at Full Gear. Man, that match was so awesome.
Yeah. That was really good. And come to find out that Kenny Omega was dealing with a lot of injuries and stuff. And the fact that he, through those injuries, he kept going to a full-time schedule like he did. That says a lot about, you know, Kenny Omega.
I heard something that with him possibly retiring from wrestling because he's hurt, his body's so hurt.
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Well, his age catching up with him, too. He's not a young guy no more.
Yeah. Oh, no. And, you know, being in Japan all those years, you know, doing that strong style, man, it wears and tears on your body, you know.
And then get to America and AEW and putting on these matches. And, a lot of people don't like this guy, but you got to give him credit for everything he's done for the company.
Oh, yeah. And to work through those injuries and go a full-time schedule like he's done. Now, that says a lot. Well,
ooh, Bryan Danielson versus Hangman Page for the AEW Championship real soon, man. That's going to be an interesting match.
I'm looking forward to that one. And I like Bryan Danielson's new aggressive demeanor. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I thought he was going to be the face for a while. And then after he lost the title match, I figured he was going to turn on the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see it was heading, him turning heel after he didn't win the title. Like, he choked the title match and don't win, and then he blames the crowd and then has that character edge to him.
And I think eventually we're going to see another Bryan Danielson CM Punk showdown. I definitely look forward to that.
I want to see CM Punk win the world title. Man, that would be something to see, too. While he still can do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's exciting times. I mean, when you got Danielson and CM Punk in
Jericho,
the mix now.
Jericho.
Adam Cole.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you know
my
what
God.
I mean?
Just imagine the CM Punk and Jericho match.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this time. Like, the first match they had at WrestleMania was all right. I'm thinking this one will top the one they had at WrestleMania.
A lot of exciting possibilities there.
Oh, yeah, Adam Cole, man. It's awesome seeing him in AEW. I'm glad he's in a company that he's going to get treated fairly.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking, honestly, I've had this feeling for a bit. I'm really thinking Adam Cole is going to take over as the leader of the Elite.
Because I think Kenny Omega is going to be out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to miss the rest of the year. I think he'll be back sometime later next year sometime. I think he'll take time to rest.
Right.
He's
going to put Bobby Fish in the mix, too, eventually.
Oh, my God. Undisputed Era reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something, Kyle Rowe's contract is due to expire, too.
Yeah, and he could make that jump, too, and we very well could have an Undisputed Era reunion.
Man, that would be something. Honestly, I think Honestly, I think the company should have given Kyle O'Reilly the NXT championship last year. It should have happened. He had the opportunity to
I thought I really thought he was going to get it. I really thought he was going to get it back then.
I really thought he was going to beat Balor. Like, really, it should have happened.
Yeah.
It should have happened. And that's on the company for not giving him this opportunity. He would be a good champion.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've always been a fan of Kyle O'Reilly.
The one guy I don't like on NXT now is that Tony D'Angelo and Carmelo Hayes.
Hmm.
I can't stand them. The North American champion.
I don't understand why they just don't call Braun Breaker a Steiner, because he is. I mean, he so looks and acts and wrestles like a Steiner brother. You know what I mean?
That match he had with Tommaso Ciampa back on the 26th of October, that was an awesome match. He showed the world that he could have beat Tommaso Ciampa at any time.
Yeah, I mean, he's really impressive.
That War Games match on December 5th is going to be wild.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
And Raquel Gonzalez has been transitioned into a face role.
I see that.
And I don't think it's going to work out. I think that's going to get her released.
You think so?
I think if they move her to the main roster after War Games, I think about 6 months, she'll be gone.
Hmm.
That's the
That'd
face.
Be a shame.
But it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
She's not going to get lucky like Rhea Ripley. Getting a title match at Mania and winning the title, it's not going to work out. I just don't think it would be special for Raquel to win the championship at WrestleMania in her home state to win the title, but I don't see it happening. I'm thinking that it's going to be The Rock that beats Roman for the title at Mania next year.
You think so?
Because it's going to be over 600 days by Mania next year.
Hmm.
And he's been champion. He's long been champion longer than Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he has been champion for quite a while, yeah.
It should be interesting.
Quite a while.
Like,
I was really surprised he didn't show up for Survivor Series.
I heard something that he had another commitment that he couldn't make that show. Man, that was disappointing. It was his anniversary, too.
Yeah, and they built that show all around him in this new movie, Red Notice.
Yeah, I want to see that. Have you seen the new Ghostbusters yet?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I loved it. Paul Rudd was good in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was great. And the ending, oh, man, it was so emotional, man, at the end. Oh, jeez.
The original Ghostbusters, man, that was awesome.
And the post-credit scenes was really cool, too.
Yes. I was like, man, brings like a lot of memories.
No, it did, man. I really had a blast.
And then this stuff with Cesaro and Sheamus going at it now, apparently with Rich Holland being involved, man, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to that.
Rich Holland's going to be something.
Yeah,
he's going to be something.
Right.
I'm thinking he's going to be a guy that's going to be a challenger for Roman's title.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. Hey, we got Mr. Hollywood in the house. Say hello to Mr. Hollywood, man.
Hello.
How you doing, Papa Show Maestro and the guests online? I want to wish you, Papa Show Maestro, and all the guests online happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, too, brother. That's awesome.
Tell you,
great to have you with us, man.
Likewise. I tell you, I've eaten myself into a frenzy.
Oh, God. You and me both.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, man.
Unreal.
It is, isn't it? But it's worth it, though. It's all worth it. It only comes once a year, you know?
Ain't that the truth? So who do you think is going to take Mandy's NXT women's title?
Nobody.
Nobody thinks you'll hold it for a while?
I think until after May, until probably after SummerSlam weekend next year.
Wow. She'll have a long reign.
Wow.
There's no one that's going to beat her. Like, she's got those two other women at her side. She's unstoppable.
She had that Roman Reigns title reign last for a long time.
I'm thinking Roman's going to run through the roster and they have no one else to beat, and then it's obviously setting up for The Rock.
So you think, I was asking y'all, you think it's going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year?
I think it's going to be either not one or not, two, because WrestleMania's two nights this year.
Yeah, in Texas, right? Dallas?
I will be there. I will be there that week.
All right. You have to let you have to tell us all about it, man. That'd be cool.
I got ringside seats. I'll be there ringside, sitting ringside, so I'll be there for WrestleMania.
You see The
Rock? Hey, did you hear about – yeah.
The Rock's coming back?
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
Rumor is him and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
What?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yep.
That's a shocker.
That's going to be the main event of one of us, either not one or not two. It's going to be a huge match in the making.
Wow, that is a huge match.
Speaking of The Rock, you know, they got to see the day where he gave a truck to a Navy veteran that was helping out people at his church that were dealing with domestic violence.
I didn't see that.
He gave a brand new truck to that Navy veteran, man.
Oh, man, that's
awesome.
So nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. That was really cool, man. It's up on the site, on the social media, if you want to check it out. It's on his Twitter and everything. He's got posted a video about it.
That's awesome. I'm glad The Rock
yeah.
and Moscow like that.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, that is cool.
But yeah, I hope it is Roman Reigns and The Rock, man. I'd get them tickets, Ethel. You know what I mean? For real.
Yeah, I got my tickets when they went on sale on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, ringside seats, and I'm looking forward for both. I got tickets for both nights. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
I even got tickets for the Raw after Mania in Dallas.
Oh, cool. Wow. I heard The Undertaker's going to be at the WWE Access, the WrestleMania Access they have.
What?
If he is, I'm actually going to pay the extra money to beat him because there's no telling how much longer he's going to be able to do this.
True.
That'd be cool. Maybe Stone Cold will make an appearance too. You know what I mean? Being his friend
I got to meet. I've never had the opportunity to meet Steve Austin in person. That would be awesome.
But can you imagine if the Stone Cold, the Rock, and Undertaker all WrestleMania this year? That'd be pretty amazing.
It would.
It would be interesting if they get involved in Roman's match to help Rock win.
Yeah, that'd be very historic.
To take out the Usos to get involved.
It'd be like the Ghostbusters reunion.
we'll throw his thing. The Usos try to get involved at the end, and then then Undertaker and Steve Austin, they get involved, take out the Usos, and have The Rock win.
Right. That'd be really cool.
It could happen, you know. Anything WrestleMania, it's WrestleMania for a reason. Any big surprise could happen.
That's true. Hey, Miss Hollywood, we were talking earlier about the Ghostbusters movie, man. If you haven't seen it yet, it's pretty awesome.
It is.
The new Ghostbusters movie.
When did it come out?
And especially, I don't want to give anything away, but especially like towards the end, man, it rocks, dude. It's epic.
It is. Okay.
I mean, if you're a Ghostbusters fan, you'll dig it.
I love Ghostbusters. I love.
Oh yeah.
You said when did it come? When did it come out?
It's out
last Thursday.
It
came out last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll check that out. I'm definitely a fan of Ghostbusters. I'm definitely a fan.
So, Stro, you looking forward to the new Spider-Man that comes out next month?
Yeah, man. If you guys seen the trailer for that, it looks really cool.
I can't wait.
It's got like when I saw Dr. Octopus return, man, I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And the Green Goblin.
Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And it comes out Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm excited, man.
Yeah, that's gonna be good too. I'm definitely. I love the mother.
You know, movie I like. I didn't think I would like, but I really enjoyed watching it recently, especially Marvel movies, because here lately the Marvel movies are like hit and miss. You know what I'm saying? But I watched Shang-Chi, and man, that was really good. If you like kung fu movies, man, oh dude, the action was great in that movie.
Not next Saturday, but the next will be my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy
December 11th.
I'll be 27.
All right.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Oh, man, getting up there, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes and no. Yeah, my mom's going to be 59 on Christmas Day.
Wow, right on Christmas Day?
Yeah, my mom's birthday is a Christmas Eve.
It is?
Wow.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Christmas Eve, yeah. So she gets, like, Christmas presents and birthday presents at the same time.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Must be nice.
Yeah. It is. It's awesome because, you know, like you get your Christmas gifts, and then it's also your birthday. You get gifts, more gifts as well.
Man.
Can't beat that at all.
No.
Crazy, I know.
I had that look.
I'm looking forward to the Miz coming back soon.
The Miz is coming
back?
Yeah,
he's been out with the injury, right?
No, he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He got eliminated in the semifinals.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he's been out with an injury.
He was on Dancing with the Stars. He got eliminated off the semifinals.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He did pretty good at Dancing with Stars, too, didn't he?
Yeah,
he was pretty good. I was really hoping he would have won that. They'd give him something else to talk about. It'd be awesome to see him win.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
I didn't know he can dance.
I didn't know either.
It's messed up. Estro, it's messed up because they released John Morrison, and we never get the Miz and Morrison match that I wanted to see at Mania.
Wow.
That's a shame, man.
Yeah.
That feud could have been something.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
With Morrison being the face and Miz being the heel, that feud would have been something.
Yeah,
no doubt, man.
The Miz would win the match, obviously.
Right.
So.
Yep. We, Mr. Holly, we were talking about that promo with CM Punk and MJF the other night on AEW Dynamite, where CM Punk called MJF a second rate Miz,
what?
Not so famous Miz.
Wow, that's like below the belt, yeah.
Oh man,
yeah, CM Punk. I mean, he is no joke. He is no joke.
Yeah, and MJF brought up CM Punk's WWE past.
Yes.
Yeah.
And CM Punk told MJF, he said, the only way you get to be a number one in the company is if Tony Khan has a daughter and you marry her.
Wow. Man, that was so wrong. That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
man,
Stro, actually, I kind of got mad when CM Punk said that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a dig at, you know, what's his face?
Definitely below
Triple H.
Definitely below the belt. Below the belt, for sure.
Yeah, Triple H, man. Him having that heart surgery, man. I mean, they're saying that he may never wrestle again.
What? Yeah,
man,
heart surgery?
I've been praying for him, man. When I heard about that.
He had a heart problem about a month or two ago, and he had surgery, and they're saying that he may never wrestle again.
I didn't know that.
Now, I hope he heals up. You know?
It was a scary situation. Like, everyone was concerned about him. That's why he's not. That's why other people are running NXT right now.
Wow. I didn't know that,
man.
Oh, so I saw something on Twitter that Scott Garland, known as Scotty Hottie, is asking for his release.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too.
What? Wow.
Yeah. I wish him all the best. I mean, Scotty's a good guy, man. I just think he's kind of burnt out at this point, you know. He just needs a break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a big part into Rhea Ripley getting the NXT championship because he pushed for her being champion.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember him.
Well, you know, you can only deal with WWE so much before you get burnt out.
It's easy to do. Trust me. Look at CM Punk.
He got burned out and went away for 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah, MTF even talked about in the promo. Man,
wow.
Mr. Hollywood, if you get a chance to see that promo, I think it's on YouTube. You can check
it
out.
YouTube, what is it?
Yeah, because AEW posted it on YouTube.
It's
incredible. MJF and
okay.
CM Punk. Yeah.
Okay.
You
say
man.
CM Punk. And who's
MJF.
Who's
MJF. MJF.
MGS. Okay, MGS.
MJF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
MJS. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
MJS. Okay, I might check that out there when I get off the phone. MJS.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is incredible.
Got to check that out.
Yeah, they roasted each other back and forth. That made my night last night. Like seeing something like that. But you know that segment went over 20 minutes? Like they had to shorten some of the matches?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they did?
But it was good. Oh, my God, it was so good.
It was.
I really wish that promo should have been the main event because I would hate to follow that promo because it was epic.
Wow. It was. Wow.
But the crowd there, man, I'm telling you, they ate it up. They were on fire last night.
Yeah.
And they were right there in Chicago. You know, we're seeing Punk from. So it was
Wow. That's easy. I'm definitely check that out.
It was amazing.
I'm gonna get out this phone myself, but I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you, Maestro, and your guests. And I just want to say, you know, love you, brother, love you guys. I mean, WCW Rest is where it is. I mean, I enjoy calling in. I mean, I'm glad. How long have you been doing this, Pops or Maestro?
Last couple of years or so, yeah.
Last couple of years, okay. Like I said, it's the best thing that you could have done. I mean, cause like I said, I love professional wrestling. I've been watching professional wrestling since I was a kid, and I mean, I still love professional wrestling. So, wrestling is the story of my life.
Oh, absolutely.
The story of my life.
Thank you so much, man. And God bless you and your family. Have a good Thanksgiving.
And likewise, and we'll see you on next week. Next episode of WCW
Can't wait.
Retro. Take care, brother. Love you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Love you too, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Mr. Hollywood, everybody. Great to have him call in, as always.
Sammy Guevara, man. He's been doing awesome as TNT champion.
Yo, he's been great champ. What a match he had with Jay Lethal the other week.
I was shocked by
that. Really good.
That Jay Lethal's in AEW now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy they got him.
I would be surprised if he joins in with Adam Cole.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many possibilities. I mean, Jay Lethal could have great matches with a lot of those guys.
Oh, Jay Lethal versus Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. That would be gold.
That would have to be on a big pay-per-view.
I could see that happening actually.
That'd be great. AEW does not have any more pay per views this year. The next one ain't until February.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have many pay per views. They try to spread them out.
Mhm.
So
well, that's
next
smart.
Year when they have the next one. So.
Right.
I
that's
something
cool.
that they're gonna do. Elimination Chamber, and then another pay-per-view the same month in February.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
I think Fastlane and then Elimination Chamber both in the month of February.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Fastlane's going to be first and then Elimination Chamber. Well, you know, that's the one that changes WrestleMania titles. Like, it's happened in years past. Like, someone winning the Chamber match goes into Mania as champion. That's unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think Becky Lynch will be one of the ones defending the title in the Chamber match. It'll be her first appearance in the Chamber.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't think about it. Yeah. Wow. That's a good point.
And Charlotte Flair being in a Chamber match.
Mm-hmm.
It's
champion
by then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anything can happen.
I'm thinking her and Sasha are going to go at it eventually because Sasha never got her rematch.
Yeah, I hope so because I really enjoyed those matches that Sasha had with Charlotte. They were really good.
I think what's going to happen is Sasha will win the belt, and then 3 weeks to go by, and then Charlotte Flair wins it back. And that's how it's going to go, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Hmm.
Remember,
they're trying to tease in a match with Charlotte and Toni Storm coming up, too.
Oh, my God. I'm really behind Toni Storm winning the title. Like, I'm a big Toni Storm fan.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah, I think she could have a pretty good chance.
Well, a lot of people are behind her now when she made the announcement that she was gay.
Hmm. I wish you luck. You know what I mean?
And I'm like, that takes a lot of guts to make an announcement like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know how people are gonna react.
She's very talented. She's a very talented wrestler.
Yes. And honestly, don't even mess that up. She should have won NXT Women's Championship at least once before she left.
Right. I'm surprised she didn't.
There was times. Well, it's because Io Shirai was so dominant, Mark, that no one could beat her. Until Raquel
Gonzalez
did it. Yeah,
Shirai, she's pretty tough, yeah. Yeah. She's pretty tough.
There's no TLC pay-per-view this year.
Oh, okay.
That's been canceled. The next pay-per-view won't be until January.
Oh, all right. That's day one, right?
Yes, and then Royal Rumble is 3 weeks after that.
Yeah, those Rumbles are always fun. I always look forward to those Rumbles.
It's going to be at the Dome in St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
My friend Tora's at.
You think she's going to go?
She said she's getting her tickets she said she's going to get them as soon as they're released.
Nice. Oh, that'd be so cool.
I might make an appearance there because I've never been to St. Louis, so this is my first trip, so I might go. So.
Yeah. All right.
Have you ever been to St. Louis?
Yeah. 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 I always enjoyed going there.
Yeah, you like the arch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I dig them. Yeah.
I remember that the WCW had a couple shows in St. Louis before, a couple of them.
Right, yeah.
Years ago.
I know they before it closed down, they had like the Kiel Auditorium out that way. That was really cool.
Yeah, I also like the stuff with David Arquette in there. Man, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Him winning the title.
Yeah. Yeah, he called into Retro this past year to promote his new movie.
Did?
Yeah, it's in the archives. You can look it up on VOC Nation. Yeah, you check it out.
He didn't happen to say Eight-Legged Freak City.
Oh, he was cool, man. It was great to catch up with him, and he was telling about his new movie and everything. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah, he's got a new movie coming out in January, the new Scream movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the trailer of that. It looks really good.
January 5th.
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, I cannot wait. Like, I've been waiting 10 years since the last one came out.
Uh-huh. Well, that's cool.
Scream 4.
Scream 4, yeah.
10 nice. Years. It's been 10 years.
10 years, man.
Yeah, no, it takes a long time to make that movie because the producer, the director of the movie, Wes Craven, passed away. That's why it's been so long since they made a movie.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they haven't made one in so long.
Right. I'm psyched. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm excited. Courtney Cox
have you seen
is back
the
in the mix and everything, too, man. I'm excited.
Have you seen the John Wick movies?
Yeah. Oh, I love those John Wick movies.
Man, I bet you're excited for Part 4 comes out in May.
Oh yeah, I'm ecstatic. I mean, I'm excited for the new Matrix movie and the way Keanu Reeves looks. It looks like John Wick in the Matrix because he still has that John Wick look.
I mean, yeah, he can't cut his hair because of John Wick movies. It took him so long to grow his hair like that.
Right.
And you know. Keanu Reeves is awesome. Like at his age, he's still going at it, man. There's no telling what. No,
yeah.
There's no telling how long.
He looks great.
How long he's gonna be around? You know, he's a great actor, and I love a lot of his movies.
Yeah, me too. Like for his age, he still looks good.
I think your Pittsburgh Steelers are playing right now.
Are they? Who they playing?
I don't know. It's a Thursday night game.
Okay.
No, I'm wrong. It's the Buffalo and New Orleans.
All right. Buffalo and New Orleans. That's cool.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's been struggling this year.
Have they?
Yeah, it's not been good. It's not been pretty. Like they've had several games this year. They've been up so many points, and then they choke it at the end.
Oh, man, I hope they bounce back, man. That's
my Cowboys
that's my team.
Suck, so.
Do they?
Yeah, they lost to the Raiders.
Oh, not the Raiders.
Yeah,
oh,
Malcolm's team.
Malcolm's team. Oh, I bet he was ecstatic.
Yeah, the Vegas Raiders come into Dallas and win on Thanksgiving. I'm not surprised. Dallas struggled, too.
Oh.
Like they started out perfect, and now they're becoming nothing.
Jeez, that's crazy. Yeah. Don't they tighten up?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, and man, this Mickey James and Deonna Purrazzo feud at Impact Wrestling, man, it's been getting really interesting.
Yeah, I've been digging it so far.
Well, I was shocked Mickey James won the title.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think she'd win it this soon, honestly. If she was going to win it. But
I think what's going to happen, Deonna Purrazzo is going to win it back somehow, and Deonna Purrazzo is going to cheat to win it back.
Probably so. I don't think she's out of the woods yet, Purrazzo.
I think her husband, that guy Steve, he was formerly known as, he was in WWE for a while. He got released.
Right.
But I think he's going to be the reason why she wins the title.
Yeah, that could be a factor. That could be a possibility.
And it's a little weird seeing Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green at Impact Wrestling together. Like it's just, I didn't think that was ever going to happen.
That's really cool that they can get back together like that, the Impact.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit strange that the men can wrestle the women on here.
Oh, they do a lot of mixed matches on there, yeah.
I was surprised. Chelsea Green pinned, I forgot who it was, someone the other day in a tag match, pinned a guy. I'm like, oh, my God. I never thought that was legal.
Well, I mean, over there, that's where Tessa Blanchard was Impact Champion at one point.
That was shocking.
The guy.
I heard something that Tessa's been in contact with WWE. About getting her signed.
I've been thinking eventually she'd get to either WWE or AEW, either one.
I'm telling you, she's going to be the next big thing if she comes to WWE.
Yeah, I really love to see her in Charlotte. While Charlotte's there.
Her and Becky?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, another one. Ooh, ooh. Let's just say, like, they release Nia Jax and stuff, and by Mania next year, they bring back Nia Jax, and her and Becky go at it for the title.
Ah, oh man.
There's a lot. There's a lot of storyline build for that.
Oh, I believe it.
It's personal.
Remember,
the week before Survivor Series 2018, remember Nia Jax hit her with that fist to the face and it busted her nose and stuff up and she got a concussion?
Yeah, sure do.
And that could put that in the storyline, like go back to 2018 because Becky Lynch got Survivor Series and make this personal.
That would really be interesting. I would love to see Nia Jax and Becky Lynch too.
And Bianca Belair. Honestly, I feel bad for her to what she was doing at SummerSlam. Like having the title lost 26 seconds.
Right. I think there may be another match down the road between her and Becky for the title, though. I think that's coming.
Well, they had a match, but it ended in controversy.
Right.
So
there may be a chance they face each other again.
Yeah, I don't rule that out. You know, Becky Lynch gonna run out of people to face.
Yeah, eventually, right?
I think she'll face that Doudrop eventually.
Yeah, Doudrop. Yeah, boy, she's come a long way.
I don't like the fact they turned her heel. I don't like that at all. She was better as a face.
Yeah, it seems kind of odd, don't it?
Yeah, I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, really? She's doing well as a face. Like, she's over with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And now they turn her heel, have her cost Bianca Belair a match. And that was unexpected.
Yeah, it was. I didn't expect it either.
There's been a lot of crazy stuff happening on Raw. Dana Brooke winning the 24/7 title. Everyone's making a joke about that. They're making a joke about that.
About her winning the 24/7 title?
Yeah, everyone thinks it's a joke. Yeah, honestly, Reginald was doing good as champion, and R-Truth before that. I'm like, ever since is it. You know, it's been 2 years since they debuted that title.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Foley brought it out. I was like, man, I was really hoping they would have brought back the Hardcore.
Yeah.
Someone could hold that title. Someone on that title would fit Damian Priest, the Hardcore title.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's been a pretty good United States champion, though, Damian Priest.
Oh, my God, the matches he's been having. But I don't know what – I was confused of what happened in Survivor Series. I'm like, he hits Nakamura with the guitar. I'm like, well, I don't get that.
They're doing this whole thing where when he snaps on people and beats people up.
Kind of reminds me of Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross
was that way.
I hated to see him go, man. I really liked Karrion Kross.
A lot of people didn't.
He didn't like that helmet, though. He told that fan on Twitter, he said, hey, wearing that piece of crap.
I know. I think he's going to go to AEW.
Oh, yeah. I think he would do good there, too.
And I'm waiting for Bray Wyatt to show up in AEW.
You think you'll get there eventually?
Yeah, but I'm thinking that the Fiend gimmick's going with
him. You think you'll bring a Fiendish-like character over to AEW if he shows up?
I think so. I think it'll be more gory-looking character and more scary.
Hasn't he been doing the movie?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Recently?
I think it's already filmed.
Okay. I read something along this line that he's been working on a film.
Yeah, I think it's already filmed is what I heard. They're waiting to release it.
Oh, that's cool. Can't wait to see that
one. Have you seen the new Halloween Kills?
I've seen scenes of it. Have you seen it? Is it pretty good?
It's on Peacock.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It's a good movie. You got to check that. Mm-hmm. It was a good movie. Trust me, it was awesome.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yes, it's only on Peacock. That's what I like about Peacock now. Certain big movies are on Peacock. I like that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right.
Have you checked out the Broken Skull Sessions with Seth Rollins?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I saw the bit where he gave Stone Cold a jacket.
I like the part where he was, they were talking about Dusty Rhodes. And that was personal to Colby. We're talking about Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Dusty helped him a lot. Yeah, he gives a lot of credit to Dusty.
If it weren't for Dusty, Seth Rollins wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, Dusty looked out for him, you know.
And having that moment where he becomes first champion and Dusty Rhodes that presented him the championship, he'll never forget that.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It really is. Like it'll be exactly 6 years. It'll be 7 years next June since Dusty Rhodes passed.
No, no, man. I miss Dusty so much. And you know what? Dusty helped me out a lot, too, through the years. He really did. Man. Great dude, man.
Oh, you got to do some work with him?
Yeah. Yeah, he helped me out with, like, WCW during my time there and everything. I first met him down in Florida when he was down with Florida Championship Wrestling years ago.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And ever since, man, he's always treated me great every time I got to see him, talk to him.
Was he well-liked for everybody?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a super cool guy, man. And smart. I mean, he was very, I mean, creatively, he was, like, really smart. He knew his stuff.
And here's something else. Stuff with Cody Rhodes lately, man. I'm just confused what they do with him. Like, a heel, face, heel. Like, I'm so confused.
It doesn't look like the whole fan favorite thing's working for him, does it?
No, it's not. Like they turned on him.
Did you see the other night where he threw his jacket out to the crowd? They threw it back at him.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, man, I'm like, what has happened? It wasn't like just 2 years ago.
Right.
I'm like,
oh,
what
my
has happened? I think it's leading to him and Arn Anderson having some type of match.
And that very well could happen. I know they've been teasing him, Arn and Tully faces off each other.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Tessa Blanchard goes to AEW because her father's working there.
That'd be cool.
And joins in with
cool.
MJF, the FTR, Warlow. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I could see that. And she could be like the female, representing the female side of Pinnacle. You know what I mean?
Yep. And Inner Circle could get some big face woman to join in their group.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. I can see that too. Right.
I can see Britt
Baker.
Reunite
the whole feud.
I can see Britt Baker joining in with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because she's way over with the crowd. Like, even as a heel, she's way over.
Oh, she's a star, man. Big-time star at AEW right now.
And I heard reports that it's possibly January. She's probably going to lose the belt to Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa, you think so?
Yeah, but
anytime you get Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker, man, I'm all in, man.
I was disappointed Tay Conti didn't win the championship at Full Gear.
I really thought she was going to do it, man.
But interference.
The Conte
tossed her again. And that girl's tough. From Jay Hader and Rebel getting involved.
Right.
This thing with Britt Baker, I don't like. She can't win a match without help.
Yeah, I think that one, James Hader, I think she turned on her the other night.
Yeah, because she's frustrated.
When she lost to Rosa.
You know?
Yeah.
I think Rosa's going to win that tournament for become the new TBS champion.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because AEW in January is moving to TBS.
Right. I'm a big Thunder Rosa fan, so, man, that would take me to death if she wins the championship.
She beats Britt Baker.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
but
something.
But, I mean, her and Jade Cargill next in the tournament?
I think
that's gonna be tough,
the final is.
Yeah, because Jay, she's had that big push there, man. She's that'd be pretty tough.
I think Thunder Rosa is going to win, and then it's going to set up for Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker title for title.
Well, that'd be cool.
And Thunder Rosa wins the AEW title and holds both titles for a while.
Right.
I've become a big fan of hers lately. I really have. Like she's awesome. My Thunder Rose is awesome. Like, you know, I'm also a big fan of Tekani.
Tekani, yeah, me too.
And it's a shame she didn't win. Like honestly, she's worked so hard. They built her up for this match, and then have her lose like that. I don't think so.
Right.
She was. Could have been champion the way they had it built up, like not losing any matches, like had a big winning streak.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't happen. I think that A&J is going to turn on Tekani.
You think so?
It's happening. Because that group is having some type of breakup, I think. They're teasing it.
Someone told me the other day that they heard a rumor about Christian Cage turning on the Jurassic Express. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. Anything's possible. I think he works better as a heel.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be soon. I don't think it'll be right now. I think it'll be later down the road. I think next year they'll do something where he's the heel and Adam Page has someone he has to face for the title. And anyway, after he beats everybody.
Yeah, I see where they're kind of somewhat teasing a possible tag team feud with Jericho and Eddie Kingston and the other team. I can't think of a name that kept interrupting them in interviews as of late on Dynamite. I forget those guys. Forgive me, but I forget their names. But they kind of teased it this past Not the Lucha Bros, but they're a young team, but they keep interrupting Eddie Kingston, and they interrupted Jericho this past week also.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of their names.
Did they Acclaimed?
I think they're called
the Acclaimed.
Are they Acclaimed? I think it might be them. Yeah. Yeah, that might be them.
Oh, man. That's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Jericho and Eddie Kingston can get along.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that myself. So that would be interesting how they could coexist with.
Would that be something if Eddie Kingston joined Inner Circle? Man, that would be something.
Yeah, that would be something.
Because he's close with Ortiz and that other guy.
Santana, right?
Yeah, it would make sense, you know. Like to have him in Inner Circle, they would really be big power if they have Eddie Kingston involved.
Oh yeah,
because they would
be
impossible.
That'd be an awesome group.
I'm thinking Jericho's gonna get one more run with AEW title with space. I think that's what's gonna happen before he retires.
You think so?
I think Adam Page will run through the roster, and then next year at a big pay-per-view, it'll be him and Jericho wins the belt.
Mm. You don't think Bryan Danielson will get a title?
No. He's going to have three matches against Adam Page and lose all three of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like I've had the trilogy. I'm thinking that it's going to be Jake Hager and Sammy Guevara. They're going to team the team together and win the tag title. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, that'd be good.
That
would be
with
a
all
good
the
team.
Titles.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need to do it while they're faces.
Right.
Because they're over with the crowd. I like that song of Jericho's called Judas.
Yeah.
I was there when they were in Dallas, singing along with everybody else when that song played. Man, that crowd was loud.
Where you now? Oh, that's cool.
That was that match you had against that guy from against Nick Gage.
Nick Gage, yeah, that was crazy.
That match was brutal in person.
Oh, I believe it.
It was brutal. I'm like, why was somebody like that use a figurator, a pizza cutter, man? That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Man, I bet you couldn't ever imagine doing that to somebody with a pizza cutter like that.
I've seen some of these guys do some crazy things, man.
Oh, you have?
Oh, God, yeah. Especially the hardcore guys.
What's it like working with Sting?
Oh, Sting was great. Sting was always cool. Class act, man.
The time y'all had before eventually AEW went out of business. AEW went out of business at the time. I heard he was a real good guy. He was liked by everybody.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, great guy.
And Hulk Hogan
great
coming
guy,
in, man. I bet that was awesome.
Yeah. Hulks are always super cool, man. Yeah,
and
him and Macho Man really helped me out a lot when I first got in WCW, you know, full time.
Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I used to team with Scott Hall, right? So it was really cool to kind of work together, you know, with WCW and everything. So it was happy to see me rest signed.
Did he always had that toothpick he always chews on?
Oh yeah. Well, before he did that, you know, with WWE Razor Ramon and everything, you know, he had that more of a Tom Selleck look, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But he was good then too.
Yeah, him and Kevin Nash and Sting were a tag team for a while.
Oh yeah.
The Wolfpack.
In his early years when he was with the AWA, he used to team with Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect.
Oh yeah,
they were tag champs. I think they were tag champs at one time. AWA tag champs.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect was Curtis Axel's father.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct.
Oh yeah.
I heard something that Curtis Axel, he's a producer for WWE after he got released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's working behind the scenes now.
All right. Good for him, man.
Well, if he can get a job anyway, he did it. So, surely that's the thing. I was like, man, I was hoping that she would go to WWE and work as a producer or something.
Well, I would never say never. I mean, I know some people there. So, I mean, anything could happen.
It'd be awesome to see work for WWE. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Shoot.
Be a story.
Yeah, never know, right?
Some storylines.
Well, that'd be cool if they let me.
I know that job's hard. I know Vince McMahon is real strict on everything that they write, and sometimes you don't like it.
Yeah, they have their own way of, like, kind of doing things, you know what I mean? So it's a process you have to go through.
I heard the last 2 weeks, 2 hours before the show's aired, Vince McMahon's ripped up the script and made him write a new one.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty wild, man.
I'm noticing that. I noticed that there's been a lot of changes with the the graphics on Raw and SmackDown. They did new logo. The logos look different. The new TV graphics for the matches look different. I noticed that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's almost like week to week, just about.
Huh?
It's almost like week to week, just about. It changes.
It's getting better, I think. But honestly, Raw needs to be short an hour. They need to go back to 2 hours.
That'd be cool.
Don't you agree, like, 3 hours is a long time to watch Raw? Like, 2.5 hours for 30-minute commercials?
It's a bit of a stretch, ain't it?
I'm sure you get tired, too, sometimes while watching that. Like, trying to get through a three-hour Raw without falling asleep.
I really try to stay awake.
Well, you know, SmackDown's doing all right for 2 hours. I think that's plenty of time. Raw would be fine.
Yeah,
2 hours.
SmackDown's great. SmackDown, I love SmackDown.
Man, SmackDown got their butts handed to them in Survivor Series. Man, I don't know what they're going to say on SmackDown. Charlotte's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to admit it. Becky Lynch was the better woman. And then she's going to start saying something rude about Becky Lynch after.
Why does SmackDown always get it at Survivor Series, no matter how strong they are as a team? They always,
man, that match with the Usos, and RK Bro, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good. That was one of my favorites, actually, the pay per view.
Actually, the ending, the RKO out of nowhere, man, that was awesome.
That was cool. That was Usos. They're a great team, man.
Have you noticed that they've been kind of teasing a split up between Riddle and Orton?
Yeah, you never know what they're going with that because they're always kind of arguing all the time, but yet, you know, they're still teaming together, so you really don't know if it's leading up to that or, well, it keeps you on the edge, though.
Well, you just know it's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to be when they lose the titles.
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen, you know.
Orton's is going to kick Riddle in his head, send Riddle off TV for several months.
Hmm.
Through the punch of the skull.
I've been kind
of
thinking the same thing with the Mysterios. I'm thinking there'll be a rift there eventually.
I think Dominic's going to turn.
You think so?
I think that's what's going to happen. I think Dom's going to come out and blame his father for a lot of stuff that's happened to him this year. Well, a lot of failures and disappointments.
You think it'd be them at WrestleMania, father and son?
And I think Dominic will win the match by doing a heel pinning combination.
Hmm.
But Dominic
that
wins
will be
the
interesting.
Match, and then let them have another match at the next pair, be making even bigger. Like them have a two match feud.
Mm-hmm.
And then have Ron Sterling
with
the next one.
That will be interesting.
And they should have three. Yeah. Like Dominic wins the first one, Ray wins the second one, and then they'll have a third one, like a rubber match, and whoever wins that, and that's the feud.
That'd be cool. That'd
honestly,
be really cool.
I would like to see Dominic Mysterio win the world title at least once.
Hey, never say never. You know, that could happen down the road.
Ooh, Dominic Mysterio versus Big E for the title. Man, that would be an awesome match.
Oh, man.
Austin Theory getting a title match made me sick to my stomach. I don't like when he does. He takes a selfie with his after he beats his opponent. He takes a selfie while they're unconscious. No, I'm good.
Oh man,
I would never do that. I would never do that to somebody.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised he got a title match that night, but. Good on him.
That's disrespectful. He did that to somebody like Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Did you see
Jeff
on
the
Broken Skull sessions with Hardy where he challenged Roman Reigns?
No, I did not.
Said he wanted to break the head of the table. Jeff Hardy did.
Oh, man. That's just going to leave Jeff Hardy getting destroyed by Roman. It's not going to be pretty.
Mm.
Jeff Hardy's going to get hurt bad. Roman Reigns is head quiz running through everybody he's faced. Like, there's no one stopping him right now.
Yeah, he's having a good run right now, being the champ.
Well, I think if things didn't go how they went at Crown Jewel, I think Brock Lesnar should have been champion.
Well, they said in the Survivor Series that his suspension's been lifted, so he may be show up at any time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
If I was Roman Reigns, I would be having Eisenbach in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could happen. They could have another match at the big pay-per-view to start the new year, and we could have a new champion going into Mania.
That could be a possibility, man.
I'm thinking that they're going to do a way to get the belt off Roman before they have that match with The Rock. Because I don't think...
Mm-hmm.
I think because he's been so busy with Hollywood stuff, I think he would just be leaving right after this match.
Right.
And it would make sense. I think they were going to do something against Hall of Roman before then. I think this won't be for the title, but it would still be a personal feud.
Oh, I agree. It'll be big either way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the title, they don't need the title for this match to be big. It'll still be big, you know?
Oh, totally.
And, you know, like, the women's tag titles, that made me sick seeing Carmella and Selena Vega win the titles.
Oh, yeah. That was a surprise.
That was, I'm like, thanks a lot. When I saw it, I was like, thanks a lot, Vincent, man, for ruining the women's tag titles.
Queen Selena's been on a roll. She won the Queen's Crown Tournament, and now she's tag team champions for Carmella. Wow.
That's not going to last long. Carmella's going to turn on her.
You think so?
The only reason they did that is because she's married to Corey Graves. That's the only reason why they gave her the tag titles.
Mmm.
Corey Graves, yeah, they're married. They got married.
Oh.
That's the only reason why they would give Carmella the... Huh?
Who do you think is going to take the titles away from them? You think there ain't that many ladies teams out there now, is it?
There's going to be someone from NXT being called up. I think Indy Hartwell and that tag team partner of hers up there are going to be called up.
Oh, okay. That could be a possibility, yeah.
Or the two women in Toxic Attraction gets called up in the main roster.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Yeah,
that's with Mandy?
And that other woman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ones that are currently the tag team champions being called up in the main roster is what I'm talking about.
Right.
It should be interesting. You know, anything can happen. They could do, because after WrestleMania, there's always something big happening.
Right.
That's why they call it the Raw. Yep. That's why they call Raw WrestleMania Monday for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because big
yeah,
things
the Raw's
happen.
Up at WrestleMania are usually pretty good.
Something big. Well, it's going to be special next year because the fans, you know, it'll be more special.
Right.
Because the fans from all over the world, man, they're always crazy. They normally boo the people they cheer and cheer the people they normally boo. That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's true.
So for one night, Seth will be getting cheered.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Bobby Lashley, man. I'm telling you, honestly, they should have never took the title off Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, God, man, because he was such a strong champ.
Yeah, the cash-in thing, I get it. Big E needed it for his career. Big E's a good champion, but I think Seth is going to be a good champion next.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Darren McDonald would agree with me with that. He'd be arguing me about that, you know. He's like, well, you don't like Big E. You never did. he loves Big E. He loves the New Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Xavier Woods, man. I really hated what Roman did last Friday.
Oh, yeah. He smashed his crown, didn't he?
Yeah, he destroyed it. Destroyed that thing, the crown holds a scepter thing. One of the Usos broke it, and then one of the dudes blew their nose on the crown, on the king's cape.
Jeez.
I'm
I hope
like,
they get,
really,
hope they get him a new crown. Hope they get Xavier a new crown.
I did hear something that Xavier Woods is taking this king gimmick very seriously, that he had a custom crown made.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm assuming why
that's
he
cool.
had the destroyed because he could. I'm assuming the reason why they had his stuff destroyed was because he's getting new stuff, like all new custom stuff he had custom made.
Right. I'm digging the King Woods deal a lot. I think it's really cool.
He's way over with the crowd now when he won that King tournament.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, he's always been over with the crowd. He's got that channel up down down game channel.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big time gamer.
Real, yes, I'm like, I like some of his videos on there. Like, they keep me from going bored for sometimes. Like, I'll check out some stuff. Like, they normally have tournaments going on. They had a couple tournaments going on during some Survivor Series week.
That's really cool. Yeah, he's always entertaining, man. Xavier,
he's hilarious too. He's funny.
He's so funny. Yeah, he is. he's great.
The stuff with Kobe Kingston, I'm like, I was concerned about that. Is that just a storyline injury?
Yeah. What is injury, Kofi?
Yeah. Was that a story? Is that a storyline, or is it real?
I'm not sure exactly.
And they said he had a sprained MCL.
Oh. I hope it's just a storyline. God.
Because that's
a tough
by Roman Reigns
injury.
Like. Because they're saying he had a sprained MCL, and I'm trying to think, it's a storyline injury they have, like, where you take time off. I'm assuming that's what
right.
it is.
Hmm. I
well,
hope
you
it's okay.
You got Christmas coming up, and you got the holidays, got Christmas coming up and stuff, you know. I'm assuming he's taking time off to spend time with his kids.
Right. Yeah, I hope he heals up all right if he is injured.
Oh, you know they have everybody working the day after Christmas?
Now, do they?
Yeah, the 26th. They have a live event. I don't understand that. That's not right. They all shouldn't have to work today for Christmas.
Go figure. They have those guys in WWE, they have a crazy schedule.
And for the first time ever, SmackDown is going to be live on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
The day before the new pay-per-view. Yeah, and the first time they're going to have a pay-per-view the next time, the first day of the new year. That's why they call it day one. I heard something that they're going to have Trey Young. He's a basketball player for the Atlanta Hawks. He might be the host of that pay-per-view.
Oh, for real? Wow.
Because he's a big WWE fan, and he plays for the Atlanta Hawks, and they're going to be in State Farm Arena in Atlanta. So they're going to try to have him host the show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
I don't know. I'm thinking that's going to be lead to something because there's some people on the roster he does not like in real life, and I just have a feeling he's going to interject himself in someone's business.
Ah,
kind of like what The Rock did, remember WrestleMania 27?
Yeah,
he got involved in the Cody title match. He had the match restarted. I'm thinking that him and Sami Zayn are going to get into it. Because remember back in September when they had that dirty show at Madison Square Garden, and Sami Zayn had Trey Young come out, and he got caught getting involved in a match, and they threw him out, and that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Well, Sami Zayn's always getting in trouble with celebrities. They always turn on
him. Yeah. Sami Zayn's a character, man.
Man, that was a good match on Raw Monday. Damian Priest versus Sami Zayn for the U.S. title.
That was good.
Sami Zayn almost won. I would have made this six, and Sami Zayn won the title.
Hmm.
kept going back to SmackDown with the SmackDown with the United States title, and I leave Raw without a mid card title.
Right, right.
We would never hear the end of it. You're like, oh, look what I won. Look what I won. I won the U.S. title. And that's what Sami Zayn would do. He's like, look at this title here. I won the title. I'm not from you. I'm not even from the USA, and I'm the champion. I'm from Canada.
Yeah. Oh, he would really rub that in.
People would be, that would upset some people.
Yeah.
Well, Stro, I guess I'll check in next week. No, it took too long. I'm talking on here.
No, it's been a blast, Seth. Thank you. Man, come by anytime.
I'll be back next week.
Awesome, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a good rest of your Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Dustin, everybody. Man, we covered a lot already tonight. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and have a little bit more here with our WCW Retro Thanksgiving special. Be back in a minute, folks.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your call. I love chatting with you guys and what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro Thanksgiving special tonight, folks. It's been a blast with you guys. Thank you for all the callers that are calling in.
thus far. Great to talk and catch up on the wrestling world, et cetera. It's always great to be with you guys. We're here at WCW Retro. It's always a good time. One of the highlights of the week for me, for sure. And I think we have another caller coming in. Let's see if this this Tora. Get her on the line here. Hey, Tora, welcome back to WCW Retro. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Is it going good so far?
No, it's cold.
Is it? Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. Yeah, Dustin called early and said it's cold his way, too.
Mm-hmm.
You staying warm?
Oh, yeah, I got my heaters on.
Oh, that's good. That's
good.
So how was your Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, my gosh. I've been stuffed since this morning.
Oh, man. I bet.
I know. And it's been great. My daughter came over to my house, and we talked and we ate more.
Nice.
And I couldn't take a nap while she was there. So I was like, forget it. I just wait until she leaves.
Right.
So after that, she left to go back home. And I was like, finally, I can sleep now.
I bet. Oh, bless you.
I was like, I never eaten so much food in my entire life. But they say that you can have a cocktail to swallow it down.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I've been cooking since 9:30 this morning.
Oh, bless you.
I bet
everything was great, though. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I made my turkey, my dressing, my greens, mac and cheese, sweet potato pie, cranberry sauce, mixed vegetables, corn, and green beans.
Sounds like
a feast.
I've
done it all. And my cast was looking at me like, damn, I wish I could have some.
I bet they were.
Now they mad at me because I didn't give them any.
Oh, geez. I had to make that for my dogs and cats, too, when I got home.
Yeah.
They were looking on his eyes like, you going to get us anything, you know.
I sat there cleaning out their cat litter box, and they sat there watching me clean it out. And all of a sudden, they go right back at it. And I'm like, man,
crazy,
that's not right. I know.
Oh, man.
So I guess Dustin told you that I'm coming to the Royal Rumble. It would be my first time.
Yeah, we're talking about that earlier. Yeah, that's great. It's going to be St. Louis, right? Right on.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, I know so much about the Dome. It's crazy. It only holds 66,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I know you're excited, but that's really cool.
Oh, yeah, my daughter going, too.
Oh, man, that's awesome. You have to tell us all about it. You have to tell us all about it when you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to send pictures. I'm going to Facebook Live. I'm going to do everything.
That's awesome. That's one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year, actually, those Royal Rumbles. Those are always cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
and work has
That's
been
crazy.
Great. Work
That's
has
good.
Been doing great so far. I'm off
That's
for
good.
4 days.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. I was dealing with the Doggy Bones yesterday. And we had two fights.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
I believe it.
I never in my entire life have seen a fight that happened 1 week after.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's crazy.
I believe it.
And these are handicapped people.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was like, man, I wonder who's
right.
going to be next.
No doubt. No
yeah,
doubt.
My daughter finally said Kyrie
keep...
is me next.
At least you're there to keep the peace, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I try my best. Yeah.
That's good. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope... They're calling in. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving and everything.
Yeah, man, I'm still full. I can't even hardly stand up straight.
I believe it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I believe that.
That's why I'm trying to drink this cocktail and trying to feel better after that.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I hope you do feel better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got any shout-outs or plugs you want to make before we wrap things up here?
Yeah. I want to shout-out to Randy Orton that won Survivor Series this past Sunday. What a great match.
It sure was. Well, it's one of my favorites of the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I like the part when Matt Riddle looking like Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That was so hilarious. That was
oh,
great.
Yeah. You know, Riddle, he's a character, man.
Oh, yeah. He did it 100%.
Yeah. that was hilarious. That's
yeah.
great, man. Hey, thank you for calling in, Tori. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving.
You too. No problem.
You take care of yourself. I hope you have a good weekend, too.
Oh, I will. I'm going to enjoy every bit of it.
Go for it.
I'm going to work till Monday.
Awesome. Awesome. But take care of yourself and keep in touch.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. I'm going to try to recover myself from Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. You got to. You got to recover. I don't want to look on the scale, on the weight scale. Stating how much do I went back to weight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Tor, and thank you, everybody that's called in. It's been really cool doing this on Thanksgiving. Be sure to catch archives of tonight's show at VOCNation.com. Just look for WCW Retro and Thanksgiving Special. Be good to yourselves and each other. You have an awesome, everyone have an awesome rest of Thanksgiving weekend. And we'll be back next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you guys enjoy the rest of Thanksgiving. God bless. Thank you, Tor.
You're welcome.